Sponsored by vivagreen-greensacks.com, compostable bags for home and garden.
103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Sod Show. Good afternoon, Brian Green, Peter Donegan, Katrina Redmond with you until 3:30 this afternoon. Coming up on today's programme, we'll be talking with Carol Marks from Bord Bia, and we'll also be talking with Alan Murphy, event manager at Bloom 2015. Yes, it's on. It's on for 5 days. This is day two of Bloom in the Park 2015, and Sod Show will be in and out of Bloom with microphones over the weekend. If you're down there, do give us a holler at Sod Show. Is a good way to get us when we're actually down there. All coming up on today's programme. But first, a couple of news items to get through, and thanks to our sponsors, Greensacks. Compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet at viva-greensacks.com. Check them out in the supermarket where you can drop Greensacks into your shopping trolley. We told you briefly last week about a new and exciting thing that was coming up. Well, it's upon us because it happens tomorrow, and it's the Sod Show Sessions. Try say that after a few scoops. The Sod Show Sessions Live Bloom Fringe 2015 is at Powers Court Townhouse, and that kicks off tomorrow, May 30th, 10 a.m. It's on the main stage at Powers Court Townhouse. That's just off Grafton Street in Dublin. And we are really excited and looking forward to this. It's all kicking off at 10 a.m. sharp. And that's session one. It'll run till 11:30. And then session two is 12 o'clock until 1:30. Who will you hear if you go to Sod Show Sessions? Well, we'll be kind of doing live radio programmes, and we'll be recording them there for future broadcast. Coming your way, we will be talking to people like Mark Grehan and Mary Larkin, the Powers Court Townhouse manager there. We'll also be talking to GLDA designer Max Kemper and Marion and Esther from Bloom Fringe. In the afternoon session, we'll be talking with Andrew Douglas, the urban farm located at Belvedere College. We'll be talking with Niall from Grow Dome, Flanagan's Fields Community Garden, Rialto. We'll be talking with Helen James, interior designer and stylist, Roisin de Butler, the glass artist, Bloom Fringe creative head of Mobile Baskets project leader, and she's a gardener too. Also, we'll be talking with Kevin Dennis, Cityscape Gardens. It's going to be wonderful. You can get tickets at sodshow.com. That'll give you a link to Eventbrite. The tickets, they're absolutely free. You don't have to pay any money to go along and see the Sod Show. It's going to be wonderful, and our thanks to the wonderful people at Bloom Fringe for setting most of this up. And it's only tomorrow, so if you're going along, we'll see you there, 10 o'clock in Powers Court Townhouse Centre. What we're going to do now is go to interview number one. It's all Bloom related, so if you're going to Bloom, you want to know a little bit how it all works, how the magic gets to be put into a show that thousands and thousands and thousands, it's going to hit over 100,000 this year, I'm sure it is, of people get into Phoenix Park, Dublin in one weekend, one bank holiday weekend. This is how they do it. Peter Donegan talking with Alan Murphy.
103.2 Dublin City FM, Ireland's best only by default gardening podcast. In my company is
Alan Murphy, event controller of Bloom 2015.
Alan, we know each other at this stage of the game a long time. A bit like Louise, it's just one of them. We've got the secret handshake going on. It was like we were in Woodstock together, and it shall never be forgotten or never spoke about.
It's 9 years since the ninth bloom this year. And yes, I remember you from the very first, arriving with your Morris Minor for your garden. Very impressive.
What is the average day, or I guess the second part of that question maybe, what does your job entail?
Well, as we were saying there, the average day can vary right across the whole of the build. Every day has different jobs and different parts of the build that need to be carried out, so it does vary. But we come on site over a month before the event. We start by putting down our tracks and our roadways, which we roll out over 3.5 kilometres of roadway, and then the 40-foot start moving in. We have one of the largest marquees in Ireland, if not the largest, which we erect, which on the site, which is the Grand Pavilion and Nursery Pavilion, over 150 exhibitors and over 100 nurseries. So that is our first part of our build, the biggest part of our build, and it moves on from there.
You noted the roadways. We're literally slap bang in the middle of the park, as you can imagine, so there's sounds and that kind of thing happening around. How many kilometres of roadway? And this is obviously temporary roadway that you're bringing in.
Yes, indeed. We use a lot, as we are, as you mentioned there, in the park. We are basically building from a greenfield site, so we actually have to lay our own roads so we can build everything from the gardens through to the marquees, and then roadway for actually during the event for all the car parks, so all our visitors have a proper service to drive in on. We park on grass, but we've invested quite a lot over the years in drainage throughout the site as well, and this has really paid dividends in the lead up. Everything is looking really good at the moment.
Okay, so let's try and break this down, Bobby Brown, as I like to say. Your top five are thereabouts. So you can give me one or two more stats that you know off the top of your head that are related to Bloom, just to put in context. How many visitors, number one, are we talking on an average year?
An average year, the last couple of years, we've had over 100,000. We had 106,000 visitors last year. As I mentioned, we've over 3.5 kilometres of roadway. We have over 4 acres of covered space between our different pavilions, from right through the food village to, as I mentioned, the Grand Pavilion to our craft areas. Then we have over 7,500 car parking spaces on site. We have a fleet of buses that bring our visitors from Park Gate Street up to the Bloom site. So if you wish to arrive by Lewis or by train from Houston, we have a continual service every day, which brings people in under sort of 5-10 minutes from the train stations up here. Is that enough facts?
I think that might be enough facts. I think I asked Louise this one, I'll ask you as well. How many cups of coffee are you doing a day at this moment in time?
That's a trade secret.
What's a bad day for you?
The main thing about Bloom, I mean, right from the very start, it's so weather dependent. So, I mean, it's very important for us that the site moves very, very smoothly and everything happens. The weather can be a problem. We've, as I mentioned before, we've actually put drainage in throughout a large part of the site, which really paid dividends now this year when we actually came on site. If you remember that Saturday 3 weeks ago, it just didn't stop raining all day. Well, we were able to build right throughout that without any problems or any damage to anything. So I think weather is probably what can start a bad day, but we work our way through it.
You had the case of the royal visit and the Barack Obama visit, I think, was it last year or so? Or was it year before?
2012, yeah. That was 2 years ago, I think it was. But yes, yeah, and being the position of Bloom and how long it takes to build it, we were here on site right throughout that visit, so we had to get everybody Garda vetted and everybody who was working on site while the people were staying in Farmley. We had to make sure that our site was good. But we also worked closely with the guards, and actually that year they used part of our marquees that were in build stage for their own services, that for to feed the guard on duty, which was obviously quite a lot. So we work very closely with all the statutory bodies, but especially the Garda.
Okay, for those of you who are not aware and you're listening outside of Ireland, number one, the Phoenix Park is the largest open-air park in Europe. Have I got that correct? Largest walled garden in Europe. That's the first thing. Also within the park living here is the president of Ireland, and also we have is the American ambassador.
American ambassador's residence is right here beside us. We also have a building in the park called Farmley House, which is actually where visiting foreign dignitaries will also stay. So the Queen stayed here in the park during her visit, and obviously President Barack Obama stayed here during his visit with the ambassador.
So you can imagine, with basically one main entrance in and one main entrance out. Dublin City at one end and kind of Castleknock, I guess, at the other end. It can be a little bit tricky moving in 3.5 kilometres of tracking alone. That's before you get the coffee truck in, I suppose, to keep everybody awake. What's a great day for you?
A great day is when Bloom's open, when we're seeing all our visitors arriving and everybody so delighted with everything that happens. There's just such a myriad of things that happen during Bloom. I mean, there's some great gardening and horticultural displays, the gardens themselves. On a summer's day, there really is no place else to be.
Do you get to see your family for the month of May? Is that, sorry, honey, see you in August?
I'm not the most popular, but I do have a very understanding family, thank God, because the nature of this work is it's very true. We get on site anywhere between 6:30 and 7 in the morning and get home, if we're lucky, around midnight during that for the next week or two. So, yes, I'm fly by night, I suppose, in that regard, but it's well worth it when you see the event itself.
Is there, I know when you call it event organising, and in a sense, and I guess it is the park and it's Bloom and it's all of those things, and essentially it is working very long days for you. Is there a pride moment for yourself and the team when you turn around and the numbers have come in and people are smiling and people are saying thank you going out the gate? Do you get that sense of pride that we've achieved something?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what there is, at Bloom, and you can see it from every contractor right through to our sales board, there's just a great camaraderie. I mean, from the gardeners building the gardens to the guys building the marquees, everybody is very, very proud of what they do at this event and very proud to make it the best possible event, looking the best content. So the effort that everybody puts in, you do see it being paid off. And I have to say, Bloom is the happy feel event of the summer from what I've seen in my life, and you don't get that feeling for 5 days anywhere else.
Wow, indeed. Okay, I was going to ask you what was your favourite garden designer over the last 9 years, but there's only one answer to that one. I'm joking. Yeah, no, it's true. He told me earlier on I dropped him a tenner. Okay. From the Phoenix Park, Alan, thank you so much. Really good to see you again.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks, Peter. Alan is events coordinator, not manager, at Bloom 2015. In a few minutes' time, we'll be talking with Carol Marks of Bord Bia. But first, Song of the Week. And if you are going to Bloom, check the weather. We'll get a weather update for you in a moment. What you might need to bring with you is an umbrella. Here's a wonderful version of Rihanna's Umbrella.
You have my heart. We'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see fancy cars. And that's when you need me there. Together we'll always share. Sun shines, we shine together. Know that I'll be
apologies to cut this wonderful record short, Mechanical Bride and a song called Umbrella. Obviously a Rihanna cover. You might see that or hear that song on the Magnum advert that's rolling in the last couple of weeks. Umbrella. You might need to bring an umbrella if you're going out and about to Bloom this weekend. Today will be cool again with scattered showers and good sunny spells. Saturday, mostly dry, sunny spells at first, but it'll get cloudy later in the afternoon and rain coming in into the evening. South to southwesterly winds, you know what that brings, lots of rain. Temperatures today and tomorrow are roughly 13 to 14 degrees Celsius. You've been warned, bring that umbrella and do stay dry, but it will be wonderful down at Bloom. We're going back there now. Peter Donegan is talking with Carol Marks.
103.2 Dublin City FM and the Sideshow, Ireland's best gardening podcast. In my company is
Carol Marks of Bord Bia.
Carol, we know each other a long time at this stage of the game. Bloom kicked off in 2007. We are in the ninth year. I guess the easiest question to ask is, what is your role within Bord Bia or and Bloom?
Hi, Peter. Yes, we do know each other a long time. My role within Bord Bia is I work on the amenity side of horticulture alongside my colleague Gary Graham, and I work with the growers of ornamental plants. I work with retailers such as independent garden centres and the multiples, as well as the co-ops like Glanbia, Dairy Gold and Orivo, or Connacht Gold as they were formerly known. I also work with landscape contractors and I organise the quality programme for them every year. And in general, anything to do with the growing or the marketing and retailing of plants. So I would be a development and marketing specialist for the amenity horticulture industry.
Okay, so the last time we were in each other's company would have been twofold. Number one, at the Mansion House, sitting directly opposite President Michael D. Higgins. And then the next day, I believe, with the International Garden Centre Congress that were touring Ireland around that time.
Yes, Peter, you're right. The last time I did see you, it was during the International Garden Centre Congress, when we brought 320 international garden centre owners from all around the world to Ireland to see the best of what we have to offer in Irish garden centre retailing and also in the growing of plants. It was a great success. They toured Ireland for the week, and we were delighted to be able to show off our industry to these people in the same industry, and you know, stood up against the best in the world, which I have seen through travelling with the Garden Centre, International Garden Centre Congress over the years, in England, Australia, Germany, and Italy. And this year, the Congress will be going to Denmark, so they have big shoes to fill.
They have very big shoes to fill. On that note, I will refer you to an interview I did with Chris Beattie's BYTES, and Chris writes for probably the largest online trade magazine in the United States, and I did ask him that question of how we compare. He was more than impressed, and I think to be fair to Ireland, it mildly surprised me that he said we literally outshone or outdid his neighbours and his industry in a lot of ways. How is the market now in Ireland, Carol? We've come through, to be fair, and as a landscape contractor, we've come through a tough 6-7 years, as everybody would be well aware, but how are we faring now?
Yes, Peter, it has been. There has been some really tough times for the industry over the last 7 years, but I'm pleased to report that our survey of the value of the garden market, which we carried out during 2014, has shown that the value has increased by 22% since the previous survey in 2011. And that is really fantastic for our industry. It shows that people are beginning to become more interested in gardening again, and also that they're in a position to start spending money on their gardens and they're enjoying their gardens again.
Yeah, well, 11 was tough. I will, without question, note that. 14 was easier. We're now into 2015, I guess heading into 2016. Bloom, as noted earlier on by Louise and Alan, it attracts just over or somewhere greater than 100,000 visitors through the door. The show gardens are obviously the creme de la creme of Irish show gardening, comparable, as Louise noted, with that of our counterparts across the water in Chelsea. But the one question that we reared in that interview was the fact that you might say slightly differently in how gardens are built, number one, through sponsorship, but number two, not so much product placement, but more you're kind of using your friends within the trade to, let's say, loan you plants or donate plants to showcase theirs, but also to help build a garden. How important is Bloom in the Park to the Irish nursery, garden centre and landscaping industries?
Yes, Peter, it's extremely important, and it's wonderful to see how the industry has come on board, collaborated with each other, cooperated and assisted each other in putting everything together. I mean, it is no mean feat, and I think you would agree, having built a garden at Bloom, you know, it's a huge undertaking. And if it wasn't for the cooperation of the industry with each other, then it wouldn't happen. I have to say, in terms of the longer term, Bloom really showcases gardening to the industry, to the consumer in Ireland, I beg your pardon. And it gives people an appetite to get out there and give it a go and get growing. And, you know, there's so many different aspects to Bloom, between the show gardens for inspiration and then the demonstrations in the different areas, plus the horticulture section for health and wellness, where they can see how their food is grown. I think it just provides so much inspiration for people, and there is a real resurgence in gardening as a hobby.
You've just come back from Chelsea, and can you tell everybody what you were doing over there?
Yes, Peter, I was at Chelsea for the last 2 days. I was invited by the RHS to judge their trade show stands. So I was on a panel with three other judges, and there were four panels to judge all of the trade show stands at Chelsea. Each panel had 65 trade show stands to judge. So I spent Sunday pre-assessing the stands, and we judged all day Monday.
Wow, nice, I guess, to be invited to go and do that, but also tough work.
It was a great honour and privilege, I have to say. Yes, tough on the old feet because you're walking around an 11-acre site. But, you know, what a privilege. And the standard is so high. And it was just great to be in a position to be able to judge. Apart from seeing the show, I learned so much as well. So, yeah, it was brilliant.
One of the initiatives, and again, your main job title, Bloom in the Park, is slightly to one side, although they will be represented here over the Bloom Bank Holiday weekend. It's the Grow More initiative, which is GROWMOFOR. No, have I got that wrong, all right?
It's GROWMOFOR.
Close enough.
Yeah. Yes, as part of my role within Bord Bia, I look after consumer promotions, and the industry approached us back in autumn of last year to see if we would help them to put on a gardening promotion and promote the enjoyment of gardening. So we have 65 garden centres who are members of Retail Excellence Ireland Garden Group, and 21 nurseries are participating in this Grow More campaign. Bord Bia has assisted through funding and expertise. So we're working together we launched the campaign in March, and it's on Facebook and Twitter, and there's a website, growmore.ie. And it's really about bringing gardening to people who have never gardened or who are afraid of gardening, and it's a big mystery to them. It's helping the newcomer to get into growing and gardening. So it's all about how easy it is to grow lovely flowers and plants in the garden. And there's also a food growing aspect to it as well. But we want everybody to just enjoy their outdoor space, whether it's a balcony or a small garden or even a larger garden. But during Bloom, Grow More will be in place at the Plant Village, so there will be demonstrations every day, and the Grow More ambassadors will come along and be interviewed. So there'll be lots of information. Apart from the demonstrations, the Grow More experts from 65 participants around the country are going to be on hand every day to answer gardening questions and growing questions.
Carla, kind of opens up that kind of Pandora's box of, because most people I know, when I say to them Bord Bia, they say that dude with the beard who does the Andorain beef video on television regularly or on radio, even when it's raining he's doing it, and he's not the kind of guy you want to see. But we've now got this picture within the space of the last few minutes of the International Garden Centre Congress. We've got Bloom in the Park itself. We've obviously got what you're talking about, which is the Grow More initiative. It's you have so much, literally, you might say, under your own umbrella, outside of, and never minding the food bit, for which there's a little bit of a crossover.
Yes, I suppose, you know, a lot of people associate Bord Bia with the food industry, and yes, that is what Bord Bia is about. But Bord Bia, its remit is to promote and market food and horticulture in Ireland and abroad. And horticulture is made up of both food growers and ornamental plant growers and the ornamental industry. So there is that crossover, but a lot of people don't necessarily make the association. But I would like to mention perhaps that, you know, as well as the quality programmes, the Bord Bia quality programmes for meat, there's also quality programmes for nursery growers, and they also can use the Origin Ireland logo on their plants, the Q mark, when they have achieved the quality mark. So consumers can look out for that in garden centres also. When they're buying plants, look out for that logo.
And when you're in that garden centre and it's got 5-star, 3-star, 1-star, whatever the case may be, that's also Bord Bia quality approved and awarded as well. The list is absolutely endless. Look, if you want to find out more information, they are at Bord Bia, B-O-R-D-B-I-A. Kind of like the horticultural but also food representatives, again, as Carl said, for our, my industry and the great outdoors. Go check them out if you have any queries there. In the meantime, if you're at Bloom in the Park, which is what they are on Twitter, hit them a nod up there. Grow More is at GROMOR, and if you're stuck for any of that, you get mildly confused, it's at Sod Show on Twitter, and we'll send you on all the links for that. In the meantime, Carol Marks, thank you so much. Good to see you again.
Thanks, Peter. It was great chatting with you.
It's always great chatting with me. Brian, it's back to you in the studio. Take care.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks, Carol. If you want to get in touch with Sod Show, it's at Sod Show on Twitter, info@sodshow.com. With thanks to GreenSacks, compostable bags for home and garden. We're back next Friday at 3 p.m. Don't forget the sessions, 10 a.m. tomorrow morning in Paris Court Townhouse Centre, sodshow.com for free tickets, and we'll see you there live. With thanks to Katrina Redmond on the blogs, it's Brian Green saying goodbye. Have a great week. Take care.